Welcome to
All Tribes of Israel
Congregation. Our
telephone number is
888-447-1695.
You can email us
at scribe@riseisrael.com.
Visit us at 12t.co.
In a previous recording, we actually spoke about whether the laws of Moses are in fact the laws of God. And we found a little bit of proof showing us that, yes, we have to read the laws of Moses and keep them, because the laws of Moses are actually teaching us about Christ. The laws of Moses are actually the laws of God. Now, in the last lesson, we read about how God's voice was heard by the children of Israel when they received the Ten Commandments. Let's go a little bit to that history and learn something that is kind of interesting that is overlooked a lot of the time by churchianity, by people that say that they believe in the Bible. In Exodus chapter 19, the Heavenly Father tells Moses to prepare the people because he's going to present himself and teach them his words. Basically giving them the Ten Commandments. They were going to hear his voice loud and clear. So in Exodus 19, and we're going to start at verse 3. So in Exodus 19 and 3, it says, "And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel." So the house of Jacob, meaning the nation of Israel. Remember, in earlier chapters in Genesis, Jacob's name was changed to Israel. He said in verse 4, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians." Most High, you know, reminding them of the plagues and everything that he did, how he destroyed that nation little by little and show his power, his great power, proving that a God exists to them. Not these idols that the Egyptians were following, but a living God. He said, "You saw what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself." And what that means is that the Heavenly Father was like a carrying eagle when an eagle cares for his young. He said, "Look, I brought you to myself. I took you out of the land of slavery. You saw how I judged them for you. And now you're here close to me. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed," key word, obey. "If you will obey my voice," because they were going to hear his voice. Now, in this time period, a lot of times people complain, "Well, I don't hear God's voice. I don't believe that, you know, those stories of the Bible are true. They fairy tales where people talking about they saw God or they heard God." Or listen, that's why the scriptures are here. This is the voice of God in our time period. And the reason this is the voice of God is because of the simple fact that you cannot change the words. It's already documented. It's already recorded, the prophecy, the history. It's not something that could be altered. So here it is that the Heavenly Father gave you his voice today is the Bible. "So if you will hear his voice and obey indeed and keep my covenant." Now the word covenant means an agreement. So the Heavenly Father was going to make an agreement between him and the children of Israel. "Then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine." So the Heavenly Father is saying, out of everything that exists, all mankind, he was going to choose the children of Israel to be peculiar, meaning special to him, like a treasure, and that they were going to be above all nations. Now, the so-called blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, they are the children of Israel. But in the eyes of the people, they are not looked upon as special, peculiar, or even a treasure. And the reason why is because we have lost our wisdom that comes from the Heavenly Father. We forgot to obey his voice. If we go back to those laws, then the nations themselves will say, "This is a wise people. This is a special nation. They are great people." But we have to believe that ourselves first. That these words are the words of God and not the words of men. So you can't say, oh, those are the laws of Moses, the law of Moses, law of Moses. No, they are really the laws of God. It came from his voice. Whatever Moses taught us, God said it to him. Like how we read in verse 3, right? God called unto Moses out of the mountain saying, this is what you're going to say to the children of Israel. Now, if we keep reading on, in verse 6 it says, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. First of all, we will be a kingdom, no longer a minority, no longer fugitives, immigrants, no longer lower class, ghetto, impoverished, having no nation of our own, no representation in the world, but a kingdom. A kingdom, that means your own country. Your own, yeah, you might say, well, you guys have your own country, so-called Hispanics have your own. They're not really ruled by the people. They're ruled by those that had us in colony, that had colonized us. It's ruled by those that colonized us and have and continue to have us in the conditions that are no different. They're still in control. So you shall be a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. So now here it is. Moses goes to the children of Israel and tells them everything that we just read. Did they say, get the hell out of here, Moses, with that? I know it's you saying that. Or did they, as we read in Deuteronomy 18, said, Moses, we don't want to hear his voice no more. Please stop him. You'll talk to us. Which one did they do? Did they doubt the words that Moses spoke? Or did they understand that they was coming from the Heavenly Father? They understood it. They knew that the laws of Moses were in fact the laws of God. Because in verse 7 it says, and Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their face all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. So they understood it did not come from Moses. It came from the Heavenly Father himself. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. So Moses was a middleman, a mediator, going back and forth. So he spoke on our behalf. We said, yes, we agree to the covenant of the Father. And Moses went back and told the Heavenly Father. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee. So now the Heavenly Father is going to show that he exists. And he's going to make the people hear his voice. That was terrible because of the way that it sounded. It was so loud. It thundered. It brought so much fear upon them that they were like, whoa, stop him, please. We will hear you, Moses. You speak for us and you teach us what he say. But before that happened, where they agreed that Moses will be the one to speak and teach them, look what the Heavenly Father said. So he said, I will come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And believe thee forever. Now, how many times do we come across a person that you try to teach them something out of the law, or even something out of the so-called Old Testament, or the first five books of Moses, let's say, and they will fully reject it, and they won't believe the words that are written, which is the mouth, the voice of God for our generation. We're supposed to believe what Moses taught forever, not until Christ came. It said forever. And if you do that, and if you apply the laws, then you will become a peculiar and special people again. Then that poverty you're suffering, the trouble, the oppression, all the problems that are as an individual, let's say emotional, mental, spiritual, your family is messed up, your marriage is messed up, the community is messed up, and you're like, how are we going to get all this fixed? All that will be resolved if you actually believed and apply and obey the commandments of the Lord, because that is your wisdom. That is your understanding. See, a lot of times we think that we have solutions and we think that we're going to get certain results. But remember, the Heavenly Father is from everlasting to everlasting. He made this earth. He said the whole earth is mine. So when he gave you a commandment, he'll actually show you the result also of what happens if you obey it or if you break it. I don't know about you, but when I read this, that the Heavenly Father said, when I speak to thee, the people will believe thee forever, that blew my mind. I was like, how can anybody question anything that Moses wrote or anything that Moses said? When the Heavenly Father himself provided proof that he spoke for him and that we are to believe everything he taught. And even Christ is based on how Moses was, a lawgiver, a mediator, and the leader of the people. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. Now, if we go to chapter 20, and I'm just going to read a few verses. In chapter 20, it says, this is verse 1, by the way, Exodus 20 and 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So here it is, the Heavenly Father is teaching them the commandments, and they're hearing his voice. At this point, Moses is not involved at all. So if we jump down to verse 18, it says, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet, the mountains smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. They got afraid immediately. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us. So after they heard all the Ten Commandments, they were like, you'll talk to us and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. So they didn't want to continue hearing all the laws out of the mouth of the Heavenly Father because it was such a terrifying experience. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. So the Heavenly Father, that's the desire, that we obey and do not sin. So I hope this helped you, brothers and sisters, see that we are not to question the laws of God. We are, in fact, are to be obedient and not sin against the Heavenly Father. With that, giving all praise to the Most High through Christ, I say shalom to you.